podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Managing Madrid podcast. I'm your host, Kian Sobhani, joined by my good friend, Lucas Navarrete, who is here with me to tackle a subject that is very heavy and has brought a lot of, I don't know what the word is, but I've just been down for a few days. Can't shake myself out of it. And it's just weighing heavy on me. And I can't imagine what it actually weighs on Vinicius, who is the real victim here, not me. But everything kind of just hurts my heart right now. So we're not going to talk about football. We're going to talk about the evolving story and all the updates that we can kind of piece together at the time of this recording. And I'm glad Lucas is here because Lucas has been championing the case to support Vinicius and against racism on social media for the past 24, 48 hours, whatever it's been since the game. And quite frankly, all season and quite frankly, all of our lives in La Liga. But it's definitely hit a boiling point now. And it just gets worse and worse before it gets better because Javier Tebas, the man in charge of La Liga, is obviously not a competent enough person to deal with what's happening. Instead of tackling real issues and acknowledging what's happening in Spain, he is fighting with Vinicius on Twitter and trying to turn it around on him. And some of the Spanish media have tried to unearth it. A lot of the Spanish media have not, including probably the worst of the worst in Valencia, Super Deporte, who have gotten this really, really wrong and just continue to double down on their defense of racism. Lucas, welcome to the show, man. How are you doing trying to keep up with all this stuff?
It's just tough. As you mentioned, it's been a tough couple days, really. Especially, you know, hearing all the nonsense. For all the listeners who don't know, I live in Valencia. And, you know, some of my, not friends, really, but some people I know and even some people I don't know. I've been very vocal about this. I went the other day to do some errands around town and stopped by a bar to drink a Coca-Cola there. And, you know, you could hear the chatter from the guys there at the bar saying that, you should not be allowed to say racist stuff to Vinicius, but this kid, man, something's wrong with this kid. Real Madrid should get rid of him. So this is the narrative and the consensus in Valencia, which is racism is bad, but and there comes the excuses, you know. So yeah, it's been a tough couple of days.
I've just been trying to educate as many people as I can on the subject because I've also kind of realized some people who or at least acquaintances of mine have similar feelings. Like racism is bad, but racism is bad. However, and those are such like anytime you use those words, you need to really, really rethink what you're saying. And I still continue to get comments like, "Don't you think Vinicius needs to change his behavior?" This is first of all, I don't know where to start with this, but I'll say this. Even if it was true, which it's not, even if it was true that only one person has suffered from racist abuse, because you hear a lot of, well, he's, you know, how come the other black players are not suffering? Even if that's true, which it's not, it's still not okay. I mean, you retweeted that video from one member of the Spanish media who had spoken about this. You can elaborate on that. But like, yeah, the list is wrong, long, by the way. Antonio Rudiger, Kameni in years past, Roberto Carlos, Samuel Eto'o, Diakhaby a couple years ago, Iñaki Williams. Yep. And these are off the top of my head. There's been many, and I'm sure many cases that we don't even hear about. Great on Vinicius to actually put out a video that just documents these quote-unquote isolated incidents, which they're not. They're way more. It's a joke that the Spanish police use this as an opportunity for PR and remembered, oh yeah, remember that thing from like a few months ago back in September when they hung that doll? We should probably go and arrest those things. It's a good time. Let's get the cameras out. Okay, guys, here, make sure we film this. We've arrested the people. Yeah, good timing. Thanks. That was months ago. The process on this is ridiculous. I just So even if it was true, it's unacceptable, but it's also not true that he is the only person who suffered racism. But even if it was true, that the entire argument is completely nonsensical. People continue to double down, like Vinicius provokes and stuff. Please tell me how much he provokes when, before he has even set foot in the stadium, there are people doing monkey chants at him. Every single player or coach who has been interviewed outside of Spain in La Liga, when asked about Vinicius' provocation, which is a nonsensical question to begin with, whether it's Jurgen Klopp or Kyle Walker or whoever, they've all shut it down completely and immediately. This is something that happens in La Liga. And people in La Liga double down on this narrative that Vinicius provokes, and they think that they can judge his character more than someone like Kyle Walker can, who actually plays against them one-on-one. It's complete nonsense, and it's kind of heartbreaking. I mean, it's extremely heartbreaking. So, yeah,
I have two points here, Kian, to make. Yeah, yes. One is that, you know, months ago we were vocal about the fact that Vinicius's behavior could be detrimental to the treatment he gets on the field. And that's the main asterisk of this sentence. You know, we are not, of course, we were not condoning racism back then. We were talking about the treatment he gets from opponents from a physical standpoint, if you will, the aggressiveness, sometimes the opposition and the opponents use against him. That's what we were talking about back in the day. We were definitely not talking about the racist stuff he gets on the field. So that, now that we got that out of the way, I want to, as you mentioned, I thought a Spanish journalist, writer for El País, Manuel Javois, put it in a really strong and also beautiful way, in my opinion, which is, he mentioned, and I'm paraphrasing here, obviously, that, you know, the fact, like, I'm trying to paraphrase because obviously his comment was in Spanish, so I'm trying to translate while remembering what he said. But he basically said that Vinicius doesn't have to behave the way you want him to in order for you not to be a racist. You know, this is the main point he made.
Yeah.
And he said that, you know, that Vinicius' behavior doesn't justify racism, which, and he made a quick point, if a black man, I don't know, punches you in the face all of a sudden in the middle of the street, that black man maybe can go to jail. You're definitely entitled to talk to the police about it, but you're still not entitled to call him racist shit, you know, racist names. And this is the main point he made. You know, even if Vinicius was actually and were to be provoking, nothing justifies the racist names he's been called. So I don't know, and it's perplexing seeing some of the Spanish media reacting the way they have. Super Deporte, it's disappointing seeing the way they've reacted to this, even though they obviously hate Real Madrid and support Valencia. Also, some members of the political sphere trying not to lose votes for next Sunday's election because they know that, you know, they cannot criticize Valencia. Valencia is a big club here, and they know they cannot criticize Valencia in any way because they would lose votes. So it's just a very baffling and very disappointing and disgusting even way to see pretty much everyone's reaction to this matter. You know, Valencia saying that only three, four, five people were involved. Also, other members from the media saying that there were you know, these videos have been edited with a fake audio, while La Sexta showed today another footage, another video proving that, you know, there were actually tens, if not hundreds, of people calling Vinicius this stuff 2 hours before the game. It's just very, very disgraceful. One, I also, because to be honest, I did not expect him to be this strong and this committed to it. I have to tip my hat off to Xavi. I thought his words were brilliant. Obviously, this is what he should have said. Like, we're complimenting Xavi for saying what he should have said. But, you know, it's good to have Xavi's support in this case, considering that he's obviously the face of Barcelona, and that, you know, that support has not been that frequent in other clubs or in other instances of the Spanish society. So I thought Xavi was brought a breath of fresh air in this regard.
Yeah, I appreciate Xavi's comments, and I also I think just so it should be noted, in times like this, I think with social media, what tends to happen is, like, for example, wrote the Roberto Carlos thing that resurfaced on Twitter since Sunday with Pep Guardiola, and, you know, I think everyone's seen it by now. Yeah. I think the biggest difference between now and then is that social media exists, right? And everyone's on social media. So what at least we have now, and again, I've said this is the only good thing, is that you've seen a lot of people come out and support Vinicius, whether that be players, ex-players, coaches, opposing a players. Not, you know, it shouldn't go
celebrities, even. Yeah.
Yeah, celebrities, any decent person, really, who has a working brain and a good head on their shoulders has supported Vinicius, including, it shouldn't go unnoticed that, you know, the Barca players and coaches, I mean, that's important because, like, you know, we're talking about something that goes beyond, way beyond rivalry and football. So all that stuff is a good thing that didn't exist, like, during Roberto Carlos's time, right? But also, while it amplifies a lot of good people, social media also amplifies a lot of bad people. And you also kind of see just some of the stuff also that it's a minority, but it's a loud minority of people who justify racism and still don't quite grasp and get it, why there is systemic and cultural racism that exists that they just refuse to acknowledge, and they become part of the problem. You see that side of it too. I also just want to say, you know, there are still people who are in my mentions saying, Keon, but don't you think Vinicius could have reacted better? Actually, no, I don't. If thousands of people were chanting monkey chants at me, I would do much worse than telling them they're going down to Segunda. So, in fact, I actually want to thank Vinicius for being polite, because I think I would have done much worse in reaction to that. I can't imagine what that must be like, what that must feel like. And I've said this many times that I don't think he's gotten the full support of his teammates. I think he got the support of some of his teammates on Sunday, and Carlo, I think, taking a good stance Sunday as well. You know, the problem is the person in charge is absolutely out of his mind, Javier Tebas. If it were me, Lucas, and again, I don't care about football at this point. I think the team should just consider not playing tomorrow. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they will play tomorrow, but I think I would absolutely support the idea of them just not walking on the pitch tomorrow.
Sending a strong message. Yeah. Even maybe walking on the pitch, but staying in the, you know, staying put or staying still for the first 2-3 minutes or something like that. Yeah. Something, a strong message should be sent. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, just to take this all the way back. I mean, we can take this all the way back, but just to take it back for this argument, back in September, in that derby against Atletico,
mm-hmm.
It's actually gotten worse since then.
Mm-hmm.
Not better. And the reason why it's got worse, I think, is because it's just allowed, and fans get emboldened by the fact that they don't get punished, and they keep going. They keep doing it because they think it's okay, because they just feel for whatever reason they're genetically superior, which is insane. And second of all, no one's holding them accountable for it. So they become emboldened, and they don't fear the system, so they can keep going at it.
You see that video from La Sexta, Guillen, when, you know, outside the stadium 2 hours before the game, you know, there are like 5 or 6 policemen watching this, and they do nothing. They do nothing. They don't tell them to stop. They don't take them to jail later. They don't arrest them. They do nothing. And that's something that gets me. You know, it's, how is this allowed? Like, it's just ridiculous.
I just, it's so, like, I it's amazing to me that these people exist. Like I sometimes need to do a better job of remembering what reality is like, because it's outside of my reality. But I remember sitting at the Derby at the Metropolitano, and I remember feeling really, really uncomfortable and sick to my stomach. And the same thing that happened in Valencia, where the justification was, no, we said tonto, not mono. It became a justification that we're, I mean, Ancelotti spoke about it today, that whether you're saying tonto or mono, you're directing abuse at a black player. And second of all, it is documented that mono was said. And you can't, if you want, you can mistake mono for tonto, but you can't mistake the monkey chants, the noises. Mm-hmm. That cannot be misinterpreted, no matter how much you try to spin it. That existed. That existed at the Metropolitano, and it existed at the Mestalla, both of those cases. And they still try to double down this idea, calling... quite frankly, I didn't know Super Deporte existed before Sunday. But they... the night. I mean, this, everyone's seen it by now, I think. That day or the day after, it was about... they called Ancelotti a liar on their front page. And then today...
Mestalla is a first-class stadium, was the headline.
Do you want to explain what the cover was today? You can say it better than me.
Yeah, they basically had like a stop sign with a hand there and a big, like, enough's enough as the headline. And, you know, oh, they're taking a stance against racism. And then they went and they bulleted like three different points. Pretty much to sum it up, saying that this is a campaign from the Madrid media to make Valencia look bad. I'm just summarizing.
I just want to go back to what can be done at this point, because I think that's what we have to focus the dialogue on. I really liked what Ian Wright said today. He said you have to take action where it affects them the most, and that's their pockets. When money is involved, maybe they'll actually start to listen. So what he means is that basically just don't play. You know, if you're closing the stadiums, you lose your ticket revenue. That's the only way. Like, I'm surprised it hasn't come to this yet.
Point deductions.
You know,
they will police themselves.
Why aren't we looking at point deductions for Valencia? Why? Also, has there been any talk? I'm a little bit out of the loop for this
part of it.
You know, but has there been any talk about rescinding the red card, or at least retrospective punishment for Hugo Duro, for example?
No. Nothing like that's going to happen. And about point deduction, it's true that, you know, from a legal standpoint, you cannot do that now because it's not written anywhere. You know, you have to create the rules for that to happen from now on. It's true that right now for Valencia, you cannot deduct points for them because it's not written in any rules. So it would be kind of, I mean, I'm not saying it's unfair, like illegal, really, even. It's not written in any rules, unfortunately, but they should consider this for the future. I think the fan bases would police themselves. Like, if point deduction was a reality, I'm sure that as soon as one fan started to do any kind of monkey noises in these games, the fans near or alongside this fan would definitely force these ones to stop, you know? They would police themselves, I believe. So, because I do not believe the 46,000, like Ancelotti said today, I do not believe the 46,000 people in Mestalla racially abuse Vinicius. I know people who look, my father-in-law goes to Mestalla every week. He's not a racist. He definitely wasn't involved in this kind of shit. But, you know, one way for them to actually take action and prevent this from happening would be to implement a point deduction system where, you know, you would actually force these fan bases to police themselves. That's pretty much the only way I can find.
But I also just want to point this out. I think the people who focus on, oh, well, the entire country is not racist, are missing the point. This is not the point. You're just basically using these words to digress and talk about something completely different. These are semantics.
Yeah.
Anyone who is has half a brain knows Vinicius was not saying every single person in Spain is a racist. Of course, everybody knows that. There is systemic racism. There's ingrained racism within cultures, including, by the way, I spoke about this yesterday on the Churros podcast, including Canada, who has a lot of racism deeply rooted in the country. It doesn't mean every single person in Canada is a racist. Quite frankly, there's actually a lot of people who are championing against this to change. Doesn't mean they're racist, but it does mean that as an institution and as a country, there's a lot of racism ingrained in the country. The way we've treated indigenous people in the country, the way we've eradicated a lot of them, taken away their rights and freedoms, and still indigenous people in Canada fight that to this day, and a lot of people are trying to champion them. Canada has racism in its country. It's deeply rooted. Doesn't mean every single Canadian is racist. It means a lot of Canadians are actually trying to change that. Same thing is happening in Spain and La Liga. And you can see the systemic racism with the denial of Javier Tebas, the denial of Super Deporte, and all of these little
the Valencia fans that
have to be dealt with, right? It's all systemic. Where was I going with this?
How to take action, maybe?
How to take action.
Fines will not be enough.
I think it has to be like really, really serious topics like this require dramatic reactions. I think you just have to stop playing.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And force them to play the next 5 games behind closed doors. And if that happens again, that same season, point deduction. That's the only way. The only way to do this is to force the fan bases to police themselves. It's the only way, really.
For nearly 4 decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
I also think, I mean, everyone, I think, has this onus in La Liga, to be honest. But I think as the 2 biggest clubs in Spain, forget Atletico, who, unlike Real Madrid and Barcelona, Atletico did not ban their ultras from the stadium. In fact, they worked together with them. So I don't count on them at all for anything. But I think Real Madrid and Barcelona as the 2 biggest clubs in Spain, they should get together and actually just not play these remaining 3 games. Certainly, if there was ever a time to do it, it would probably be now, because Barca's have already won the league and Real Madrid are, you know, going to finish 3rd or 2nd. It doesn't matter. Kind of does matter financially, but at this point,
nothing to play for. Yeah.
Like, imagine if La Liga actually punished them for not playing. The PR would just amplify. Quite frankly, if they did that, it probably wouldn't be a bad thing, because then it would just amplify even more, you know, what kind of people are running the league. So... I really think I echo everything that has been said by Rio Ferdinand, from Ian Wright, Carlo Ancelotti, Xavi. I think you just stop playing. I completely agree with all these takes. I also want to say one more thing. The transcript from the stoppage in play at the Mestalla, El Golazo de Gol, they released a transcription of what was being said between the referee and the players. And the referee said multiple times, guys, I have to make an announcement to the stadium to stop the racist insults. And if they do it again, then we stop the game. But they did it again. And the game wasn't stopped. So, I know the VAR referee was fired from that game. I don't know if any further action will be taken on the referee. The VAR referee, to be clear, was fired because he chose biased images to show to the referee. when Vinicius was given the red card. I also, you know, Lucas, I Marca put out that thing today, like, it's not enough to be, I don't know what the wording was. It's not enough to not be racist.
Not to be a racist, you have to be an anti-racist, yeah.
Better late than never, even if it's through PR damage control. The night of the game, they put out a headline that Vinicius attacked Hugo Duro and gets to get a red card. So if you haven't watched the game or you haven't seen the images, you would literally might believe that headline, you know? And at Managing Madrid, I think we've been very careful to word it the other way. Like, instead of saying Vinicius attacked or Vinicius sent off, it's Vinicius defended himself from being choked, essentially, you know? And I think the media has a huge responsibility. I think a lot of the media, like, from what I've seen, maybe I'm not fully educated, but whether it's BBC, CNN, ESPN, these guys have all done a pretty good job, The Guardian. But some of these Spanish publications have fumbled it. And in the case of Marca, at least trying to rectify it, in the case of Super Deporte, somehow doubling down, which is really quite insane. But it, I suppose that's what they... Well, just
they keep doing this in Valencia, man. I live here. I know people. I follow some people on Instagram. Maybe not now anymore, but, you know, people who I went to school with and really hardcore Valencia fans saying, hey, Mestalla should be respected, you know. Not the entirety of Mestalla is not a racist stadium, which, again, not 46,000 of the fans who attended the game. Did this, but you know, this whole narrative that, you know, the Madrid press are trying to they literally believe that the Madrid press is overreacting with this, and that Ancelotti also overreacted by saying that, you know, the racist stuff happened inside the stadium. Like, the world is overreacting. They say that, you know, you cannot make a general statement because of, you know, because the fact that 4 or 5 fans did this. So this is the whole narrative in Valencia as the city. So
yeah, terrible. I love how Vinicius overreacted, but, you know, choking someone is not overreacting, or calling somebody a monkey is not overreacting. But it's Vinicius who's overreacting, right? That's what we've been fed the whole time. It's complete BS. I feel bad because my energy's been off since that game. I feel like my brain is not working properly, and it's been very like heavy topics and not much to be joyful about. And I think the listeners probably feel that from us, but we're just being kind of congruent to how we feel right now. Sometimes it's just the way we have to tackle things, because that's the way we feel, and we're not gonna, you know, I don't know how we can spin it different ways or talk about football in moments like this. But is there anything you feel that we have to touch on too that hasn't been touched on yet?
Not really. Just, you know, these rumors saying that Vinicius is considering his future elsewhere or something like that. I don't give them much traction, even though it's true that Vinicius himself kind of suggested it in his first statement on Twitter. I think that ultimately he's committed to stop racism inside Spain and to be a good to be like the leading example for in this fight. So don't give these rumors much traction.
Me neither. I would just want to say something about that rumor. I don't think it will get to the stage where Vinicius ends up leaving.
Me neither.
I think if the club defend him, and they should have defended him a long time ago, but they're at least taking action now. But if like he genuinely loves the club, if he does decide to leave, I wouldn't blame him at all. But I just want to say that I don't think he'll leave. But the report came from The Athletic, and I trust both Mario and Guille, two reputable journalists who I don't think would make something like that up. And I believe if Vinicius' entourage told him that, then I believe them that's what they told him, told them. But I do just want to say that it could be just something that they they told them, and not something that they're actually actionably taking action on or pursuing to leave. That makes sense.
Yeah, my actual take on this is that Vinicius Real Madrid and maybe also Vinicius' camp are kind of maybe spreading this rumor in order to increase their leverage in this fight against racism, because they know that La Liga would be in huge trouble if Vinicius sleeps, you know? So I think they're kind of trying to gain some leverage in this fight against racism, kind of to force maybe La Liga to do something, to take like a strong action against racism by saying, hey, you're missing on some big stars here if you don't stop this shit, you know?
Well, the worst part is like nothing that Vinicius said actually moved Tebas, I don't think.
Yeah, I know.
So, like, how much does he actually care if Vinicius leaves? I mean, he should care. It's the league's premier star right now. He should care. Like, he's actively going out of his way to piss him off when Vinicius has already suffered enough. Like, just leave him alone and take action. Like, get off social media. It's insane.
Yeah.
And I what irks me, man, he retweets all of his own tweets proudly. Like, hey, just in case you missed, I said this great thing. Just like, you know, when Rubiales comes out and is the moral compass, you know things are. So yeah, our next podcast I think is going to be on Thursday in 2 days. We're going to do a mailbag. We already have several questions that have come in through Discord, so that'll be on patreon.com/managingmadrid. I'm sure we'll have new things to talk about. I mean, we have a game tomorrow, which kind of creeps up, that Real Madrid will be playing against Rayo Vallecano at the Bernabeu, earlier kickoff. So we'll do that. We'll do a post-game show there for patrons. And then on Thursday, Lucas and I will address questions that come in through Discord. So sorry to all our listeners for the low energy, the low mood, or whatever you want to call it, on this podcast. And I guess we got to keep doing our job and cover the game tomorrow. But yeah, Lucas and I, We'll answer some more questions on Thursday that come in. Thanks, man. Congrats on the Nuggets, by the way. 4-0.
Thanks, wow. Ken. Four more. We only need four more, man. Four more to write history.
And Real Madrid Baloncesto, EuroLeague champions.
Oh, huge. You watch it live?
No, I mean, it was during the game.
You missed that. I know.
I was just refreshing the score.
Tune in for the last two minutes or so, man.
It was hard. Like, there was so much going on at the Mestalla, too. You know, if it was nothing going on, it'd be more. But I kept refreshing. I actually was surprised that we won by the end of it, because we were down every time I was checking in the fourth quarter. And then by the end, I was like, 79-78. Yes. It was like, that's European DNA right there. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Huge congrats to the whole roster, the whole team. I've been vocal about them for the last years or so. I think they deserve huge credit, huge recognition from every single Madridista around the world, even though obviously, you know, they're not as popular as a football soccer team. So great.
Yeah. Nuggets Heat. Who would have saw that coming? Certainly not the Heat part anyway. going to be an interesting finals. All right, Lucas. Thanks, man. Talk Thursday. Peace.
Yes, sir. Sports Social Podcast Network.